The Holy Gospel is taken from the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the 11 and those with them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
Two quotes that made me laugh. "Love thy neighbor, and if he happens to be tall, debonair, and devastating, it will be that much easier." Thank you to Mae West for that quote. And then this one seems appropriate for the blessing of the dog beds. I don't know, maybe you won't like it. "If State Farm were such a good neighbor, they could come pick up the dog poop in my yard." And I found no one who would claim that quote. Well, as I mentioned to the kids, today we celebrate Ascension Sunday. We hear the story of how Jesus ascended into heaven. It was the disciples' last glimpse of their friend, of their teacher, of their Lord. And with open arms, Jesus was there and in the very act of blessing them as he ascended to heaven. And we're told that the disciples rejoiced, that they were overjoyed. And after all that rejoicing, I imagine that there came a time, now what kind of moment that they experienced. Because along with that rejoicing, there was probably a good dose of sorrow and grief, loss, and uncertainty. Jesus is gone, and we are still here. Now what? So two people dressed in white appeared to the followers of Jesus, and they answered that question with a question. They asked, "What are you doing? Why are you looking up into heaven? There is more for you to do here rather than just standing here looking up. There's more for you to do here than standing here looking at each other. There's more. There's always more because you have been blessed by Christ. You have a purpose. Go. Live it." It's almost as if when Jesus ascended to heaven, like that smoke ascended to heaven, he left a very sacred place here on earth. A sacred space that was occupied by his followers. By his followers and all of the faithful for generations to come. The ascension of Christ creates a sacred space so that the ministry of the church can truly begin. As Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth, ascends to heaven, he blesses his followers to be the sacred body of Christ here on this earth. He blesses them as he goes so that they would no longer gaze upon him or up into heaven or even gazing upon each other, but so that they would look beyond themselves and live out his mission. And by doing so, that they would see the face of Christ in their neighbor. to look beyond themselves and truly love their neighbors as themselves. We are this body of Christ. We are the followers that Jesus has blessed, that Jesus is blessing, that Jesus will continue to bless. He blesses us not to gaze heavenward, not even to just gaze at one another, but to look beyond ourselves and always seek ways to love our neighbors as ourselves, to see the very face of Christ in our neighbors. This is why we are always reaching out to those who are not yet here, reaching out to those who are vulnerable, those who are hungry or thirsty, the hurting, those who are in need of love and forgiveness, those who are lonely. We do this because Jesus tells us over and over and over and over again, love your neighbor. Love one another. Now, there is no question that this is a daunting task. It's hard. It's full of risks. It's full of uncertainties. There are many reasons why we shouldn't do what Jesus calls us to do. It might seem foolish. We might not always agree on how we should live out that love for our neighbor. We might even fail. And we can't always exactly spell out how everything is going to go. But ministry in Christ's name is always spelled the same way. And that way is, I'm going to give you a visual even, L-O-B-E. Ministry in Christ's name is always about love. And it's always about more than just you and me. So, as was mentioned this morning, today after our worship service, we will have the opportunity to enjoy cake and celebrate our graduates. And then after we do this, we're going to have a special congregational meeting about whether or not St. Mark will continue with the Tiny Homes Project to provide housing for 4 unaccompanied female high school students. And in case you aren't familiar with this term, or the Tiny Homes Project, the term unaccompanied youth is a term that's defined by the federal McKinney-Vento Act. And an unaccompanied youth is a homeless student who lacks a fixed, regular, or adequate nighttime resident and is not in the physical custody of their parent or guardian. And we at St. Mark have been discussing the possibility of building tiny homes to house 4 female students, 4 young women who are unaccompanied and homeless and trying to graduate from high school. Naturally, the conversation about all this has evoked some strong emotions from all perspectives. It's evoked passion and compassion. This is both difficult and absolutely essential. It's essential because if we are the body of Christ, and we are, we need to always be talking about real ways of living out our faith. Real ways to love our neighbors as ourselves. And there's no question that this is hard work that evokes a lot of emotion. Emotions of passion and compassion. This conversation is truly sacred space, a holy place of ministry, a space of us truly being the body of Christ. Now, the meeting itself will be the time for information and updates and concerns and all that, but I want to address the larger picture here. First and foremost, again, we are the body of Christ. And we need each other. We are called to love one another. And I truly hope that, regardless of how this vote goes, that no one would leave this congregation because of it. There's a reason why Paul wrote that beautiful chapter on love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is patient, love is kind. Because the church doesn't always agree. It didn't then, it doesn't now, and it probably won't again in the future. But Christ always calls us to love. And love means reaching beyond any assumptions, boundaries, differing opinions, emotions, divisions, and holding one another as Christ does, as loved and forgiven children of God. Because Jesus calls us. He calls you and he calls me to be the body of Christ. And we can't do that alone. We need each other. We are called to live together in love, to stay together in love. Votes can sometimes be divisive. And in this sacred space of a vote, there's also room for misunderstanding. Whatever we decide today, we can't be divided. Because God, Jesus, has blessed us and continues to bless us to be more. To do more, to be more. To live his love in our lives by loving one another and continuing to love our neighbors, no matter how that looks for us. As we discern this mission and this ministry of us here at St. Mark, to love our neighbors as ourselves, God promises to be with us, to bless us, in our successes, to bless us even in our failures, to bless us even when we do not all agree, to bless us to live in love, and to shape us as the body of Christ. Teresa of Avila, a Christian mystic from the 1500s, wrote a poem entitled, Christ Has No Body. And it goes like this. Christ has no body but yours. No hands, no feet on earth, but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body but yours. No hands, no feet on earth, but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now, but yours. Dear friends, we are indeed here for a purpose. And about that purpose, Jesus is very clear. Love. We are here to love one another, to love God, to love our neighbors as ourselves. As we love one another, as we love our neighbors, we are truly loving God. And as we live out the love of Christ in our lives, we are living as the body of Christ here on earth. Thanks be to God. Amen.